We're up to Simin Kuf Yud Aleph, which is Din Smichas Geula LeTfila. Before we do that, I just want to go back and go over something that we sort of touched on in Tfilas HaDerech and Kuf Yud, but we didn't finish discussing it because we started discussing it and we needed to learn. We discussed it at the beginning of the Simin and we needed to learn the end of the Simin and then I forgot about it. So we pointed out that there's this. The Gemara says Tfilas HaDerech is. What's the lashon? Himalech bekoncha v'tzei. Ask permission from your Creator and then go. So, Pesukei Teshuvah brought down that there's this chakira. There's two inyanim in Tfilas HaDerech. One is a kind of asking Hashem for permission to leave, and the other is asking Hashem to get me safely to where I'm going. So, we touched on this, but we'll say it again. There are basically two nafgaminas, perhaps, to this idea. One is, we spoke out yesterday, the Maharam used to say Tfilas HaDerech in his Berachas HaShachar. The Taz says, he said it in the morning in his local Orthodox synagogue before he hit the road. And the Maharam says, no, we chas v'shalom, you're not allowed to say it, you know, before he hit the road. He hit the road, in the middle of the road, he said his Berachas HaShachar and his Tfilas HaDerech. But he didn't say it at home. So, this perhaps is an afkamina. If the ikir is to ask for permission from Hashem to leave, so then you could say it before you leave. You're asking for permission to leave. That would make sense. If the ikir is that you want to get to where you're going safely, so then, if that's the ikir, so then you should first start your trip, and then it's appropriate to ask Hashem to get you there safely. The other nafkamina, perhaps, he brought down, is what we learned yesterday in Sif Zion, which we actually mentioned in the Sif this year, that according to Rashi, you're only allowed to say Tfilas HaDerech in the first parsa, even if you travel all day. So he wants to say, maybe the pshat is, according to Rashi, the ikar is to ask permission to leave. So it's only appropriate to ask for permission to leave at the beginning. Once you've been traveling for an hour, you're not going to ask permission to leave. You're long gone. And the other Mahal says, no, the ikar is asking Hashem to get you there safely. So as long as you still have more journey to journey, as long as you have more road to travel, so then it's appropriate to say Tfilas HaDerech. How does that fit in with the halacha? La halacha lechatchila we paskin, we paskin that you can say as long as you have where to go. The ikar is bakashas rachamim, and then we also paskin lechatchila like the Magen Avraham. That is bakashas, that would fit in. Bakashas rachamim, that you should not say it before you leave. But the ebed, you'd be yotze, because we could rely on the taz. But the chatchila, you should not say Tfilas HaDerech until you actually hit the road. Okay. That is just the addendum or clarification or elaboration in Kuf Yud. Now we're up to Kuf Yud Aleph. Kuf Yud Aleph, we've actually already discussed to a large degree back in Simon Samich Vav. But since we probably don't remember it, we're going to do it again. And here, it belongs over here. So this is the proper place. The tour, okay, brought down in the, no. The tour brings down the Yerushalmi. It's also found in Rashi, in Brachas, and Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Okay, two reasons why we have this concept called Smichas Geula LeTfila. You have to connect discussion of the Geula from Mitzrayim to Yishmona Esrei. Shachris, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael, boom, right into Yishmona Esrei. Marev, we also have Goal Yisrael. There, we have more of an Ari, we have a Hashkiveinu, we have another Bracha. It's also a Smichas Geula LeTfila. It's Geula Arichta Dami, the Gemara calls it. And so the Geula Mitzrayim goes into the Tfila. Why? What's the source for that? So one source is from Diuk in the Psukim. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Yudra Tzanim Reifi VeYeron Libi Lefanecha Hashem Tzuri VeGo Ali." Hashem is my Tzuri and Go Ali, my Redeemer. Boom, that's redemption. Two psukim later, in the famous, these are both famous psukim. The pasuk says, "Yancha Hashem Biyom Tzara." He says, "Give Hashem like Yaakov." Hashem should answer you in your day of trouble. Okay, so the Go Ali is the Geula. The Yancha Hashem Biyom Tzara is the Tefila. Hashem should answer you on the day of trouble. Tefila. Boom. That's one source for being Somech Geula LeTfila. That's from the Yerushalmi. The second source from the Yerushalmi gives from Rav Ami, brings down a mashal, a parable. Friend of the king goes to the king, knocks on the door, king's in a good mood, opens the door, ready to answer whatever it is that his friend would like, and the friend runs away. So what do you know over here? You talk about Gulas Mitzrayim, you're kind of knocking on Hashem's door, you're putting Hashem in a mood where he wants to answer your tefillos, and then you're running away. You're not going into the tefillah. So those are the two reasons brought down in Yerushalmi for being somech, Gula the tefillah. Either we have the psukim, or we have the mashal. So lamai nafkamina. So the most basic nafkamina brought the Beis Yosef brings down, I think from Hagos Ashri, I don't remember exactly, but from one of the Rishonim, Beis Yosef brings down the nafkamina is Shabbos. Shabbos is not a Yom Tzara. Yancha Hashem b'yom tzara. According to reason number one, smicha z'gula tefillah is only a din of yom tzara. Shabbos is not a yom tzara. There's no inyan of smicha z'gula tefillah. The Beis Yosef himself, Yisachar, why don't you join us? It's good stuff. You'll fall madly in love with her. The Beis Yosef himself does not agree with this. He says nothing doing. You're right, it might fit into reason number one, but the Iker is reason number two, the mashal, that you're knocking at Hashem's door, and then you're running away, and there's no difference between Shabbos and Chol for that, and therefore, Smichas Gula Tefillah is just as relevant on Shabbos as it is during the week. Okay, so the Beis Yosef rejects this opinion and says that Smichas Gula Tefillah is just as relevant on Shabbos as it is during the week. The Ramah, however, brings down this opinion that you don't have to be somech gula tefillah on Shabbos. Let's see that inside. Okay, I'm gonna chop up Sif Aleph. Remind me to go back and finish it. Sarech lismoch gula tefillah. You have to be somech gula tefillah. You have to link your gula tefillah. Well, let me see if I can do it right away. Okay, let's just go straight. Tzarech lismoch gula tefillah. Kuf yud aleph aleph. You have to be so gula tefillah. Ve'lo yafsik b'neim. Do not interrupt between the two. Afilu ba'amein achar ga'al Yisrael. Even by answering amen after ga'al Yisrael, says the Machaber. That is based on the Zohar. Ve'lo b'shum posuk chutz mi Hashem sasai tiftach. You say Hashem sasai. But we're not going to say Kishem Hashem Ekra. That we say a mincha. But when that's going to be an interruption between Gula Tefillah, we're not going to say it. Hagarnot says the Ramah, Yesh Omrim, Shemutr, Lanos, Omin, Al Gol, Yisrael, Vechein Noagin. Here, the Ramah paskins, you're allowed to answer Omin on the Gol Yisrael of the Chazan. And the Ramah claims Vechein Noagin. Even though that does not seem to be our minhag. Okay, now, you can't answer other things. You can't say Yeheshme Rabbah. You can't have any interruption. But Amen, a Gal Yisrael is relevant to the Gal Yisrael. It's like a continuation of the Gal Yisrael. The Ramah says it's okay. Now, the minhag l'maaseh says not to answer Amen on Gal Yisrael, or I should say, the minhag is to try to get out of it so you don't have, you're not faced with this machlokes haposkim. So there's the Dishur brings down a Chatan Sofer, who says that the Sheikh Tzibur should end the bracha quietly. Baruch Atah Hashem, Gal Yisrael. Very quietly, and then you don't hear the bracha, you don't answer Amen. Now, that Eitzah is a subject of debate. Rav Chaim Kanievsky likes that Eitzah. He thinks that by the Chazon Ish's minyan, they actually did it. Many poskim do not like it. Rav Shlomo Zalman does not like it. He says, we don't find by the early poskim that they brought down such an Eitzah, Rav Shlomo Zalman says. Rav Vosna does not like it. He says it's not covered to the bracha. He says his Rebbeim and the Gedolei Yisrael that he was Mishamish did not like that minug. And they bring it also from Yaakov Kamenetsky, who also didn't like it. So, Lamais, a lot of people are knowing to do like this Chatan Sofer, to do it quietly, but it's not so pashit that that's the proper thing to do. Also, there's an inyan that the Sheikh Tzibur is nowadays we're davening ourselves. He's not really being motzi us, but there's a reason Sheikh Tzibur is supposed to say everything out loud, the brachas especially, to be motzi people. Now, there are other eitzes that everyone agrees would help. One is, a very popular one, is to conclude the bracha with the Sheikh Tzibur. If you say, Gal Yisrael, with the Sheikh Tzibur, then you don't have to answer Amen. Others say, to start, Hashem Sosai Tiftach, while he's concluding Gal Yisrael. So then you're already starting your Shemoneh Esrei, you can't answer. There's another Eitzah, which is a bad Eitzah, it's not a good Eitzah, and that is to wait earlier by Shira Chadasha. But if you wait, you know, by Micha Molcha, Shira Chadasha over there, it's not a good Eitzah, because that's Be'emtza Perek. You're not allowed to answer Amen on a random bracha at that point. Now, they do recommend waiting over there if you're expecting to hear Kaddish or Kedusha. Because Kaddish and Kedusha, we learned in Siman Samach Vav, that you're allowed to answer Be'em Tzaperek. But in Amein on Goy So, which is like a random Amein, that you're not allowed to answer Be'en HaProkim. I think according to everybody. So, that is not a good Eitzah. So, one Eitzah is to do it quietly. One Eitzah is to conclude with the Shir Tzibor. One Eitzah is to start your Shemone Esrei, at least Hashem's Sasai Tiftach at that point, so you can't answer Amein. And one Eitzah is your Ashkenazi, your father Amon. You answer Amein on the Goy So, which people don't do, but, you know, if a person did not use any of these Eitzahs, and he hears a Goy Yisrael, it would seem like he should, I would think, I mean, I didn't clarify this name, but it sounds like Ramos says answer Amen. Sounds like that's what he should do. Okay. Now we're going to go back to what we discussed earlier. That which we have to be so mechulat tefila. That's only during the week. Obi yontif. Yontif as it's in chol. Avabi Shabbos ain't sarich. On Shabbos you do not need to be so mechulat tefila. Perush. Why not? The time of doing the mechulat tefila. The reason that you need to be so mechulat tefila. This is because the pasuk says Yancha Hashem biyom tzara. V'samich le'yud ratzani meifi. V'yoni b'fanech Hashem tzri v'goali. V'shabbos lav zman tzara. The ikir is that reason. Shabbos is not a zman tzara, and therefore you do not need to be so mechulat tefila on Shabbos. Now, what about yontif? Why do you put yontif as a yom chol? Yontif, everyone agrees, you do need to be so mechulat tefila. What's the difference? We would yontif mitzvah simcha. I wouldn't think that yontif is called the yom tzara, day of trouble. So now we're going to have three reasons why. Lani is daitin ira the mashen can be yontif who mishum shehem yimei adin. The yomim tovim are yimei adin because it's not b'mishna beis parakamad Rosh Hashanah. If you look in the second Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, it says there are four Yemei Adin. On Sukkot, on Rosh Hashanah, we know, is Yom Adin for human beings. Sukkot is Yom Adin on the, done in Alamayim. Shavuos is done in Alperos Ha'ilan. Pesach is done in Alatvuah. The Pesach Alatvuah. So the Yamim Tovim, even though, yes, we have a mitzvah Simcha, they still have an element, the Yemei Adin. And it's shayach to call Yemei Adin Yom Tzara. And therefore, smichas gula tefila, according to this opinion, is not required on Shabbos, but is required on Yontif. Good? You got it? Sukkot is on the Mayim. Done on the Mayim. And the conclusion of the Ramah is v'tov l'hachmir, but it's still better to be machmir and be someone who would feel it even on Shabbos. Im lo b'makom shetzarech l'kach, unless it is necessary. Okay, so the question is, what does it mean it is necessary? So here the Mishabura says in Sifkaton Tes, Hainu d'mutter lanos amen yeshmei rabo kedusha baruchu ben gula l'tfila d'shabbos af b'shachris. You're allowed to answer Kiddush, Kaddish, and Kedusha, and Baruch Hu, Ben Gula, Letfila, Shachris, on Shabbos. Okay, it means, L'chatchila, in the middle between Gula and Letfila, we're not going to start talking about Great Adventure, we're not going to say, go Yankees, but we can answer Yehi Shmei Rabba. Rabbi Kiva Eger brings up another idea, and that is, we have a concept that by Mariv, okay, Mariv, we also have Gula Letfila. But it's a weakened Gula Letfila, and tefillah b'tzibur takes precedence over geula tefillah. So we have 10:15 marav. Guy runs in 10:20. They're about to start shmona esrei. The halacha is he should start shmona esrei with the tzibur. He chaps a tefillah b'tzibur, even though he's giving up smichas geula tefillah. Tefillah b'tzibur takes precedence over geula tefillah by marav, but not by shachris. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger and says, what about shachris on Shabbos? The guy runs in an hour late, Shabbos, they're about to start Shmona Esrei. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, maybe he should start Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur. And daven brichas kriya shema and shema afterwards. Oh, it's not being so good tefillah. Shabbos, not necessary. It's, we prefer, perhaps, tefillah with Tzibur to smichas gula tefillah. Rabbi Kiva Eger has such a cheshbon. Now the Shai Tshuva over here in the with the asterisk, he brings down the Shagas Ayi. Shagas Ayi holds very stark, not like this Rama. He holds like the Beis Yosef that Shabbos is no different than Chol. You always have to be so much gula tefillah. The Bir Alach over here takes the Shagas Ayi very seriously. And he's very nervous to go up against the Shagasari. He's very nervous to take the side of the Rama over the Shagasari and the Beis Yosef. But he says like this. There are opinions that say that Yehishmei Rabba is stronger than Smichas Gula Tefila in general. We don't paskin like those opinions. But when it comes to Shabbos, when we have the two together, we have opinions that Yehishmei Rabba is, you're allowed to interrupt Yehishmei Rabba, even though we don't paskin like that. We have an opinion that you don't need to be someone Gula Tefila by Shabbos, even though we don't hold like that. But when you take the two together, you have on Shabbos the opportunity to say Yesh Mei Rabba between Gula and Tefillah. So since those that say even during the week it's Mutter, which we don't do, but on Shabbos, where anyway the Rama says it's not necessary to be someone Gula and Tefillah, you'd be allowed to answer Yesh Mei Rabba. But the Eitzah of the idea of the Rekiv Eger, that the Tefillah B'tzibor is stronger than the Smichas Gula Tefillah, that the Bir Halacha rejects. That's all in Bir Halacha Dibar Maschil V'Tov. That he rejects. That he says, no. There's no such opinion except for this Rama. Shagasari comes out very stark against the Rama, like the Beis Yosef. We're not going to be so makel to tell him to start Shmon Esrei and daven out of order and miss out on Smichas Gula Tefillah in order to catch Tefillah B'Tzibur. That we're not going to do. Only by Yesh Mei Rabba, where there anyway there are lenient opinions, we learned back in Simen Samech Vav. So there we're going to be lenient on Shabbos. But not when it comes to flipping the order altogether. Okay. So the Ramah gave us one reason why Yontif is like Chol and not like Shabbos. Because Yontif are your Meitin. The Mishnah Berurah here brings down another reason. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat on Zayin. The Yom Tov came into Yom Zahavi Bishar Yomim. Yom Tzara, Shayach Vagakin Pasuk Yancha Hashem Yom Tzara. Achar Pasuk Yudaratan Demairi Begu'ula. So he's saying like this. This is from the Magen Avraham. Yom Tov falls out on Tuesday, yeah? Okay, so you're right. Right now it's really not a Yom Tzara. But last Tuesday was the Yom Tzara, next Tuesday is the Yom Tzara. So Tuesday is a Tuesday is a Tuesday. Even though it happens to be Yom Tov right now, we still should have to call it a Yom Tzara, and therefore, Yechayim to be Samech Geula L'Tfila. You can't fall asleep. We're falling madly in love with Torah over here. This is awesome. Now, there's a third Shita, brought down Prima Gadim, brings down Lavrush, that in Mitzrayim, the Jews had a break from their slavery on Shabbos, but they did not have a break on Yontif. And therefore, Yontif, you could be called Yom Tzara, because the Jews were enslaved on Yontif, but they were not, you could say there were no Yom Tovim, but he didn't say that. They were not enslaved on Shabbos, and therefore, Yontif is Shayach to call a Yom Tzara, and Chashem Yom Tzara, and it's Chayim Mitzmichas Gula Tefillah, Mashenkin Shabbos, is not a Yom Tzara, they did not work in Mitzrayim. Okay, leave aside that third answer. Okay, the third reason. Now, we go back to the first two reasons. The issue here has two beautiful nafkaminas. There's an opinion that you don't have to be someone Gula Tefillah on Shabbos because one of the makaris, there's two makaris, one of the makaris is Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara. Hashem Tzri V'Goali, Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara, Sama Gula L'Tefillah. Shabbos is not a Yom Tzara. But the Ramah says, everyone seems to say that you do have to be someone Gula Tefillah on Yontif. Why? So the Ramah says that it is considered a Yom Tzara because Yontif are Yemei Adin. Done in Alamayim, done in Al-Tvua, done in Al-Peras Ha'ilan, done in Kol Ba'i Oilam Yarvon Lefanecha Givnei Maron. And the Magen Avraham says, no, he just says that today's a Tuesday, Tuesday's a Tuesday. Happens to be it's Yom Tov. Last Tuesday was Shayach Yom Tzara, next Tuesday Yom Tzara. Today is also Shayach, it's Tuesday, it's not Shabbos, we can call it a Yom Tzara. Mashenkei Shabbos, every Shabbos is Shabbos. So Dirshu brings in over here two nafkaminas between this Ramah and the Magen Avraham. One nafkamina is, what if Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos? If Yontif falls out on Shabbos, if the reason is because it's Yom HaDin, so even if Yontif falls on Shabbos, it's still Yemei HaDin. Donin, Alamayim, Al-Tvu, Al-Peres, Ha'ilon, Kol Ba'yolim, Yavim, Lefanech, Ha'kibnei Maron. So then it's still Shach to call a Yom Tzara. And you have to use some Akulat Tfil. But if the reason is because last Tuesday, next Tuesday, it's not Tuesday, Shabbos, 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 it's not a Yom Tzara. So that's one nafkim between two reasons. Very relevant. This Pesach HaBolin HaLotoyvot, 2 weeks time, it's going to be Shabbos, it's going to be first day of Pesach. What happens if you You hear Yehi Shmei Rabbah in the middle of right after you said God Yisrael, you hear Yehi Shmei Rabbah, are you allowed to answer? According to the Yom HaDin reason, you are allowed to answer. You're not allowed to answer because Yom Tzara and Yes Yitzchak Kul Tzvila, and according to the Magen Avraham, you would be allowed to. No, I take it back. According to the Ramah, yeah, according to the Magen Avraham, you would be allowed to answer because it's Shabbos, and Shabbos is not a Yom Tzara. The other nafkamina is that not every yontif is Yemei Adin, because Sukkot is done on Lamayim, but not Shmini Atzeres, and Pesach is done on Tzvua, but not Shvi'i Shel Pesach. So the other nafkamina would be Shmini Atzeres and Shvi'i Shel Pesach. If it's a din in Yom Adin, it's not Yom Adin. So according to the Ramah, it's not Yom Adin. It's not Yom Adin. So it's not a Yom Tzara. So it's like Shabbos. You don't have to tell Tzvila. If it's a din in what day of the week is, so then it, we would say that it does have the status of a Yom Tzara. Okay, we gotta finish up. That was Sif Aleph. I think we did the whole thing. Okay. Sif Beis. Hachazon. When the Chazan starts Shmoneh Esrei out loud, he has to say Hashem Sasai Tivtach. Mishmur Simchat. The pasuk says Shayach LeTfila. However, he says Tov Shomer B'Lachash. Better say it quietly. Aval Shar Pesukim Ein Tzarich Lomar. You don't need to say Kishem Hashem Ekra. The Imrat Zelomar Rasha. You can say it. Chazor Sashatz. The Shliach Tzibur finishes Shmoneh Esrei. He should not be speaking. Rak l'dvar mitzvah. He's going to learn something in Hishmir Rabbah v'chadoyma. Avodar var harishus nira delo. It's time to speak between Tfil b'lachash and Tfil b'tzibur. He should not do. And the issue, footnote 17, they point out that he shouldn't speak at all until Kaddish Tiskabel. Kaddish Tiskabel is going back on Chazar Sashat. So even though we have a big interruption, especially if it's Kriyas HaTorah or whatever, he should not be interrupting because the Kaddish Tiskabel that he's going to say after Valetzio, before Aleinu, is going all the way back on Chazar Sashat. So he shouldn't be speaking. In footnote 18, even Yechidim, between Silent Shmoneh Esrei and Chazar Sashatz, one should not be speaking. Certainly, if it's a Tachlun day, you're not allowed to interrupt between your Shmoneh Esrei and your Tachlun. So then you're for sure not allowed to speak, but he's not talking about Tachlun. It has nothing to do with Tachlun. Not to speak between the two Shmoneh Esreis. Only Tefillah. This question, if he's allowed to learn, not allowed to learn, but nowadays when one does learn between two Shmoneh Esreis, he's learning with his eyes. He's not learning bepeh. So I think he's about learning bepeh. Here, he's learning with his eyes. It's hear her. I assume that would be fine, according to everybody. And it's not so much that you can't learn even bepeh. Both. He says, "Ve'le kaman shekosan yisha matirin." In the footnote 18. Even before he took his steps back, there are those that let him learn. L'chor, call Shekane over here. Siv Gimel. Imagine L'chor Kriyashma Matzah Tzibor Mispalin. He didn't yet say Kriyashma, and he's other up to Shmoneh Esrei. Lo Yispali Mayim. Marav, yes. Shachris, no. And L'chor Kriyashma V'achak Yispal. You have to say Kriyashma, and then Tfilah. The Mismach Gula Tfilah Adif. In Shachris, Smichas Gula Tfilah is Adif. So Tfilah B'Tzibor, Bashenke Marav, where Tfilah B'Tzibor takes precedence over Smichas Gula Tfilah. And we said it over. It could be on Shabbos, we keep Eger, entertain the possibility that Tfilah B'Tzibor would take precedence over Smichas Gula Tfilah, because Shabbos is not Yom Tzara, but the Bir Halacha does not want to be Mekel in light of the fact that the Shagas Aryeh came out fighting on the side of the Mechaber against the Ramah, that even on Shabbos there's a Chiyav to be Gula Tefillah, so the Mishmur is going to be Mekel only by Yishmei Rabbah, because anyway, Balav Halacha be Mechol, there are Mekilin, so on Shabbos we can be Mekel, but not when it comes to flipping the order altogether for Tefillah B'Tzibor. The Bir Halacha over here, we miss Chozeh Ba'omer, talk about the Shlich Tzibor. He forgot to say Hashem Shaddai Tiftach. Is that considered missing something inherent in the Shemona Esrei or not? He has to have a meaning that you're not Yotze. You're not Yotze Shemona Esrei if you didn't say Hashem Shaddai Tiftach. That's an Avgimina Leitze. You're not Yotze. Daven again. He entertains the possibility. However, he concludes, Yotze Mistavra de lo omru ketfila arich de damya. The Gemara calls it a tefila arich de damya, asking, how can you say Hashem Shaddai Tiftach? You're interrupting Ben Gulu the tefila. No, it's ketfila arich de damya. Does that mean it's mamish part of the tefila? No, it's not mamish part of the tefila. It's just tagged on, and we view it as tefila. Legabe, it's not considered a hefsek. So he says, "V'yosu mestarve d'lo amru ketfila arich d'damya rak le'inyan shlo yehesek gula tefila." It's not considered a hefsek. Aval lo ketfila mamish archi itzarech lachzav b'shvil zeh. But not akidei kach that it's as if you missed an integral part of Shemona Esrei that you'd have to repeat Shemona Esrei. I mean, none of us would ever entertain the possibility that you'd have to repeat Shemona Esrei for getting Hashem Shaddai Tiftach. I found this very fascinating. Okay, that concludes Simin Kuf Yud Aleph B'siyat L'shmaya.